Hello everyone, I'm Sally Abbott and welcome to the September edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. A special hello and thank you to Mrs. Pamela Moynihan. We were delighted to receive your message, Mrs. Moynihan, last month, thanking us for a lovely stick and saying how you so enjoyed every track. I do hope this edition doesn't disappoint. The September magazine cover bears a picture of the Britain's Arms Coffee House and Restaurant, which stands on the corner of our beautifully historic and cobbled Elm Hill. A wonderfully preserved example of a medieval timber-framed building, thought to date back to the 13th century. The picture has been taken from the gable end on a fine day, and the little leaded window at the top is open. The cream-painted exterior is broken up with the dark exposed oak frame and the higgledy-piggledy wooden windows. The trees behind the Britain's Arms are green and the sky above is clear blue. A flint and brick wall topped with traditional black railings leads away from the coffee house, enclosing a natural cottage-style garden. And so to our September magazine, the month when the coast and countryside are a little less busy, but you can still more or less rely on the weather. A lovely month to get out and about in the county, and the annual Heritage Open Days are a chance to discover some of Norfolk's hidden gems. We've rounded up some of the highlights to help you make the most of this wonderful celebration of history and culture. Continuing the theme of heritage, we bring you the story of Windsong, the remarkable new sailing boat created for Burnham Overy Staithe, designed using traditional craftsmanship combined with modern innovation. Our resident historian Chris Armstrong will tell us the story of legendary actor Sir John Mills, who was born in the county, and we meet the people who care for Norfolk's only locked Wherry sailing canal, which is marking its 200th anniversary. Our readers this month are Caroline Whiting, Kevin Ford and Matthew Tucker. Let's get started.